RacingChrisHent.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive Brits pace, speed, and class ratings, free membership, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover BritsNet.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Well, if you want to black type your mare, just send her to Izstan. He sired a remarkable 17% stakes horses from starters, and he stands for a very reasonable fee, $6,000 live foal. His cracked filly, Izstan Ford, has won the Grade 2 San Clemente, the Grade 3 Arlington Classic, and Del Mar Sandy Blue Handicaps. His stakes placed again in 2015. She's earned over $415,000. Albano, winner this year of the Maxim Gold Cup, also won the Grade 3 Pegasus, the Sugar Bowl Stakes. He's placed in six more stakes, four graded. Among them, the Grade 1 Haskell Invitational. He's earned over $700,000. Mr. Bowling won the Grade 3 Le Comp down at the fairgrounds. Five other stakes. Two this year. He's earned over $421,000. Turkish won the Grade 3 Valedictory Stakes at Woodbine. Keep Crossing won the 2015 renewal of the Red Cross Stakes at Monmouth Park. All that from but 76 folds in his first four crops. And did you see that two-year-old by Izstan, Path of David, win big in a maiden special at Del Mar last Saturday? Well, pay attention, because he's a full brother to Antigun, who earned black type in five stakes, including the classic Grade 1 Belmont, on his way to earning over $509,000. Izstan stands at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and keep in mind that the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
From the horse capital of the world, it's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the stretch they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, whirl away, pull away.
The people.
Here comes Jim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Trick Materials that wins the play 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Good morning. And it's a foggy day here at the Thoroughbred Center. I'm glad I'm not clocking today, because...
Well, you couldn't see.
I don't think you can see the eighth pole.
No.
You know,
yeah, what's funny was they used to come out of the gate, and if it was foggy, we couldn't tell where they were, and they would yell, and it was called working off the holler. And who knows where they were when they were yelling. I mean, it was a total guess.
Yeah, it really was. You know... I remember that. We'd have lots of people who would work on them. I'm going to holler right before I get to the 3/8 pole. You have to.
And then there's what the sound travels over is probably.
Yeah, you have to figure in the speed of sound.
Speed of sound times, how many furlongs. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't work a horse in the dark in this fog this morning. I'll bet nobody worked, because you really couldn't see.
Chris Crow is over there today. Doing the clocking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Chris.
I think he might be by himself.
Yeah. I wouldn't think he'd have too much. Well, he might after the break.
Yeah. I bet he's hoping the fog doesn't lift.
Exactly.
I don't know if there'll be anybody there to help him. And we're over in the HBPA office out here up by Barn 28. Little stone building.
Yeah. Well, these walls, we were talking about how old this thing is. These things are at least a foot thick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is, and we were wonder if there's logs in the middle or something, because it's that old.
I don't know. Want to go over and chip away in the corner?
No.
I don't think so, because, you know, you can, just looking at it, I think it's all stone.
Might be.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, what are we going to do today? Well, Sarah Conyers is coming in, and... she and Henry Clark have got a place over on Newtown Pike, and they break earlings and do whatever they do over there. I'm going to find
she's
out
good.
What they do. Yeah, they say she's really good. Arlene O'Neill at Bill's widow, Circle M Farm.
Oh.
Circle O.
Oh. O'Neill.
O'Neill, yeah, Circle O. That's kind of redundant, isn't it? Circle and O.
What feeds O-M?
Yeah, there's a horse named Om, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a runner. Yeah. But anyway. But she sends her yearlings over to Sarah, and I was talking to Arlene, And it says, you should have her on because, you know, she's, begin with, her mom is very well known, Edith Conyers. And, that's her mother. And, we had her on.
As far as I know.
Yeah, we, well, that's what Sarah says.
Oh, okay. Good.
Anyway, we had Edith on the show a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. She's a great, great, great horsewoman. She, I think, is the one that used to hunt mules.
Is that right?
Yeah, and she's been a big force in trail riding around the state. You know, they wanted to have a trail ride. You could go from border to border, east to west,
yeah,
all across the state. And she's on Facebook, and I really enjoy watching the stuff because she's always, forever and a day, they take wagons on these trails and all kind of good stuff. She's extremely nice, too.
Well, anyway, and Henry's coming. I've met Henry. He used to bring, Henry Clark is coming with her. They're partners in on this.
Ah.
Yeah. I tell you where their place is. It's out in Newtown Pike, right next to Brookledge, between Brookledge, where the van.
Oh, sure.
Is,
yeah.
There and.
Further out?
No, yeah, further out. It's on the other. It's on the northern then, side of it.
Yeah.
On
oh,
other,
I know where it is. Right up on the corner is. Go ahead.
Are you through? I'll tell people where it is. It's between Cobra and Brookledge.
Oh.
Okay. Right across from Main Chance. She couldn't give directions to her.
I'm excellent at directions.
Yeah. You know, stay lost. You've been lost half your life.
Well, that's true.
Anyway.
Not my fault.
I guess Michael will be in. Steve Moody is doing the Gulfstream handicapper sheet now. And I got to be careful how I say sheet.
Yeah.
I put an I in there one time on the air.
Yeah.
But I heard about that, too. I must have had 15 people tell me, hey, Earl, you better watch your language. I tell you another one that we had. There used to be a filly named Lovely Lay, L-A-Y.
No, L.
I mean L-E-I. Yeah, right. And I said, I've got to straighten that up. That's you know, clear that up. It's Lovely Lay, L-E-I.
Yes.
You know,
flowers around your people, neck, kind
yeah,
of thing.
Somebody,
yes.
Somebody said they're going to take you off the air one of these days. That was back when I was giving the race results. Okay. Well, anyway.
And there was.
They're having the. All the claiming, what do they call it? The
claiming crown.
Yeah, claiming crown down at Gulfstream today. So I went through. There are some nice races, you know, there's 7 or 8 of those things.
Huh.
And they give it 110,000 away for one. The big one's 200,000.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, I don't.
I guess they divvy them up by claiming price.
I don't know.
Cause
they write conditions, and you have to fit into those conditions, you know. And
yeah.
I guess the more demanding the conditions get, the higher the purses go. Most of them are 110, and then I think there's one 150, and then one 200,000. But that's giving a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. You're good.
Drew Big Fields.
And this is Gulfstream?
Yeah, Gulfstream. So he's doing the Steve is doing the Gulfstream handicapper sheet now.
We wouldn't have a Gulfstream condition book here, would we?
No, I wouldn't think so.
I was going to look it up. I just
I could have brought my racing form. I should have, I guess. All right, winners out here. Of course, we had not very many winners last month. Wasn't many places to run. You know, Indiana closed.
Mountaineer
closed, and it's too far to ship to Mahoning Valley, or whatever you call it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that place is between Akron and Pittsburgh or something. Doesn't that sound like the edge of the universe, between Akron and Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well, anyway, recent winners, Alberta Davies went all the way to Pennsylvania to win another. She's won 2 races up there.
At Parks?
One of them at Parks and one at Penn National.
Ah.
The last one was at Penn National. Let's see, John Gaver has a historic name for you. His granddaddy, and well, I think his father's in the Hall of Fame. I know his grandfather is, but they both trained for Greentree. His grandfather's trained Tom Fool and all those top horses, Capot and so forth, anyway. Okay, what else have I got there? John went one up at Churchill, and then Jimmy Cargan won one at Churchill. And Michael Ann Ewing she started to put her middle name in her as a down as you know, so people wouldn't think she's a man. Michael.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend once years ago. Her name was Michael.
Now, Daddy must have wanted a boy.
Must have. I don't know. She didn't look anything like a boy.
Is that right?
That's how she was.
Tell me
gorgeous.
All about it.
back to it, Ursa. Behave yourself.
And then Turfway opened Thursday. And we've already had four winners at Turfway.
Great.
Yeah, opening day, Donald Hunt won star. One was Starship Venture. And then last night we had three winners. Pavel Matejka, who trains right next door in the training center right next door of Art Preston's place, next door. Sherman Wilkinson, and then Jimmy Cargan won the feature last night at Turfway. So three winners. As a matter of fact, in the last race, we ran second and third. I was looking them up, you know, in the last race because I thought I was hoping we'd get one more, but somebody else won it.
Yeah.
And but anyway, that's what we're doing.
Well, good.
Doing there. Okay. Let me catch up here. And maybe Michael will show up one of these days. Michael's getting about as consistent as some of these horses running up at Turfway Park.
Busy.
Out of the money a lot.
Oh, no. He's in the money.
He's in the money?
Yes, it's money.
Don't tell him
he's
that.
In.
Yeah. You wouldn't think so. Well, last Saturday at Aqueduct, the Grade 3 Gold for Juan Stakes was won by Taris. Or is it Taris? T-A-R-I-S. Okay. Anyway, we'll call it Taris. Anyway, that's a four-year-old filly by Flatter, bred by Claiborne Farm and Adele Dillschneider, and sold for $2,340,000 at the 2014 phasing tip in November sales. Taris is not only a runner, but a terrific broodmare prospect. She went into the goal for one off a placing in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. She's won four stakes, three graded, and 10 starts. She's posted six wins, finished in the money nine times, and she's earned over $687,000. She's one of 10 2015 stakes winners by Flatter, and four of them are graded stakes winners. As a matter of fact, Flatter ranks among the top 20 again this year on the 2015 sire list. Also, on Saturday, Blame was represented by two more two-year-old winners, both of maiden specials, one of them at Churchill Downs, the other one at Gulfstream. And March, a three-year-old by Blame, was second, just got beat ahead in the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby. Flatter stands for $30,000. Eclipse Award winner Blame, $25,000. Don't have to pay those fees until the foal stands and nurses. For more on the Claiborne Farm stands, just call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252 and see the website at claibornefarm.com. All right, well, my good friends over at Hopewell Insurance, that's Joe and Ted and Jody McLean. And Joe founded that business back in 1955. And that's how many years ago, Jackie? 60 years ago.
Yeah.
Joey don't look that old. But he was a teenager when he founded
it. Yeah. Right out of there.
Eight years old.
It's a good year.
A very precocious guy.
Yeah.
Something was wrong with the big wheel.
Well, anyway, it's a great business over there. Like I said, we moved over to Bourbon County about 35 years ago, 32, 33, 34
something like
years,
that. Something. Yesterday.
We're starting to feel like natives over there now. Other than, of course, I was foal in Fayette County, but.
Well.
And you were a river rat.
A river flood wall walker.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But
that's a real river.
Yeah, the Ohio. All right. Her ancestors came out of Pittsburgh on a flatboat. Is what happened.
Something like that.
Yeah. And they've run out of.
They got to Carroll County, and I asked my dad. Well, why'd they stop there? Because that's where the rudder broke, you moron.
Anyway, the Hopewell Insurance Company is just a wonderful outfit to do business with. They really know what they're doing over there. And the best thing about them is they're independent. They don't work for any insurance company. They work for you, for us. And
what's so clever about that is when they call in a claim, you don't automatically fight the insurance company. The insurance company wants to keep business with them, with Hopewell. So they hop up and fix it.
Yeah, they represent a very carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies, and offer the best coverage at competitive prices, and they don't mess around with you. They just, and we know firsthand that they don't mess around. They come up and pay for it, but I never have to negotiate with anybody. I mean, I just call Ted over there, Ted McLean, and say, Ted,
we got struck by lightning.
Yeah, we got struck by lightning, which did happen, as a matter of fact. And
things were blinking on and off. It was wild.
Yeah,
like it was haunted. They came right over,
and
good guys.
That got us back in business as far as being able to cook and everything that day. And the next couple of days, they'd already had insurance adjusters in, and electricians were there, and it was
great.
Great to do business.
As good as it can be when you get
started. What I suggest that you give them a call, and they'll give you a free, no cost, no obligation review and comparison of what insurance you carry now. And I'll guarantee you they'll give you great service. They're over in Paris. That's the Hopewell Company. It's Ted or Jody. And it's 859-987-2347. Or stop by the office at 820 Main Street over in Paris. I guarantee you that they'll do a wonderful job for you. Great people. Also over there is another insurance company that insures nothing but horses, and that's Clade Ward Agency. And they've been in business over 80 years, since 1931. And that's the Clay Ward Agency, and was founded by Mr. James Clay Ward. And they've been providing the finest in equine insurance for going on 85 years now. And he based his success on hard work and attention to detail, fantastic service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business, and those qualities are still carried on today. And whatever your insurance needs, if it pertains to the thoroughbred, the professionals over at the Clay Ward Agency are in a great position to supply you the best coverage at the best price available. I would suggest that you give them a call. I'll give them the number just in a minute. Ask for Shaq Parrish, or Bruce Isaacs, or John Hess. Number over there is an 859 number. It's 987-1861. And the office right on Main Street, 1102 Main Street in Paris. Wonderful people to do business with. You're very closely affiliated, incidentally, with the Clay Ward, with the Indian Creek Farm. Beautiful farm right there in Bourbon County. Great horsemen running that farm. They've raised runners and sole runners and that have won major stakes all over the world. And a great place to board your horses. And if you're thinking about selling anything next year, I recommend that you call them. And I can give you a website for Indian Creek. It's IndianCreekKY.com. IndianCreekKY.com. And that's Indian Creek Farm. Wonderful people to do business with.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
All right, still no Michael? Call Michael and see if he's coming or not.
It's like a surprise.
Yeah, well.
Do you want me to do my two announcements?
Yeah.
I have two.
Both of them?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what I can do if you want me to. Well, go ahead and do them, and then I can take care of the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association in Toba.
Southern Lights in...
Southern Lights, that's Nights, the song is, though, isn't it? Southern Nights.
Of course, not much going on anywhere between now and Christmas, but Southern Lights.
Don't tell Ressy that.
Holiday Festival. It's just wonderful. It is a light show at the horse park, and you drive through from one end to the other. They've got hundreds of lights out there. I mean, it's just beautiful. And it opens at 5:30, closes at 10, Monday through Thursday. It's $15, $25 on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. Now, after you drive through, and it's just worth it. I mean, it is so pretty. You can take your family, park, and walk into the park's main campus to visit the Holiday Festival attractions. This is the non-driving part of Southern Lights. You have the gift shop, holiday craft merchant, seasonal entertainment, an exotic petting zoo, pony and camel rides. That cracks me up. Camel rides. They're pretty tall.
You want to go ride a camel?
No.
You know,
there's also the Mini Train Express, and then there's model train and dollhouse exhibits and photos with a Santa. So this is a kind of a tradition with a lot of people around here. They change it every year, you know, and it's horse themed, mostly horses and Santa, so it's pretty neat. Another announcement will be, this weekend is the Kentucky Hunter Jumper Show at Lakeside Arena. And I mean, they're getting sparse because it's just getting cold and stuff. Of course, fox hunting is what you... I used to like winter when I hunted, and now I'm not so sure. Anyway, if you need... The number is 489-4885. It's down in Frankfort where the road from Versailles, US 60... meets the interstate, I-64, and you turn down that little road there. It's got a sign.
On the left before you get there?
On the left, right before you're going to jump on the interstate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where that is.
Like you're headed toward Frankfort from Versailles. So it's a real nice facility. It really is. They've got an indoor practice ring, which makes it nice, plus their regular arena. So it's good. Next Saturday is the Lexington Winter Tournament. Julie Kaufman, and her number is 873-2339. What goes on mostly in the winter is they'll have dressage every other week. I think it's called snowbird dressage. And then they have winter games where you go out, take a horse out. I don't know. They run around with eggs on spoons, I guess. You know, that kind of riding and stuff. Just something to keep you moving.
Yeah. In the summer, they still have polo out there?
Oh, all the time.
Do they? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Lots of polo. Big time polo, as a matter of fact. They have, they even have kids polo. I mean, it's really a big deal.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we'll talk about that when it gets to be spring.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
If we could get Michelle Prim on the show one time, it'd be great. She really... Her kids play polo. Her husband played. I guess she did.
Ah.
And she has a lot to do with that. And she's kind of the force behind Woodford Hounds having junior fox hunters. Get the kids in it. Get the kids started. And the Woodford Hounds kids, let's see, Long Run and Iroquois, competed in a kind of a national thing for fox hunters. It's really a good way to keep the sport going. And around here, I mean, a lot of people live on farms. If you got a farm, you got a pony or a horse, and you might as well use them. You know, I mean, it's not like you're living in downtown some city. Okay, we're out here at the Thoroughbred Center. They supply fence materials, got posts and planks and gate posts. Those things are the nice ones. They're the ones that are real thick. So anyway, call Jim Pendergast, 293-1853. We just had our fences redone. And they did a wonderful job. Did a super job painting them. They'll repair and paint and sell you the materials and do a super job. Our fences look great now.
Yeah, they do.
They really do. They do a super job. So like what?
Looks can be deceptive.
No, they're fine. They're fine. There's some of them are a little old. Well, what you do is you replace every year.
I think the pioneers put them up.
No, we were the pioneers that put them up. Yeah, I remember how much they cost. So anyway, and it's treated wood, so that prevents rot. Once again, Jim Pendergast, 293-1850. Now, if you've got any trees down you need to be taken care of before spring, Arlington Tree Services, who I'm talking about, Kenny Littrell, really great guy. And we have had a lot of work done by him, and it's all been super. In fact, last summer, We had a great big tulip poplar in the backyard that was growing over the house. And I called, and he sent some guys up and out, and it's really tall. And they got up there, and I said, "Do you want me to move this lawn furniture?" He looked, and I mean, it was scattered about the yard. He said, "No, it's fine." And I thought, "You're kidding me." So they can drop a limb of a tree on one spot. I mean, it was really, they really knew what they were doing. It was great. So let me give you Kenny's number. It's 293-0288. So clean
Kenny,
it up.
Kenny at one time used to ride, get on horses for us.
Yeah, and he was
about
allergic.
About 70 pounds ago.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. And he was allergic to horses at
yeah.
the time, too. I thought.
Then he went to college, majored in math, for gosh sakes.
I know, he's really smart.
He didn't need to be getting on horses.
He's a nice guy, too. I like him. He's a super guy.
All right, well, last Sunday, Delmar Falimbi, daughter of Ms. and Math, turned in another really impressive run. That was in the Grade 1 Matriarch Stakes. She was bumped at the start. She dropped all the way back to 12th in a field of 14. She usually lays a whole lot closer to the pace. Then she closed with a rush. Just got beat a length and a half for all the money. Earlier this year, she came within a half length of winning the Grade 1 Just a Game Stakes at Belmont Park. And so she's been knocking on the door of becoming the 8th Grade 1 Stakes winner by Mizzen Mass. Another 4-year-old, this was a 4-year-old, Green Mass, it's a colt, has also been knocking on the door in one Grade 1 Stakes. As a matter of fact, he just got beat a half length in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Sprint out of Keeneland. Made a brilliant run from way back in the field of 14. Of course, both Falimbi and Green Mask have won stakes. Falimbi's earned over $670,000. Green Mask, more than $336,000. Mizzen Mask, in addition to siring 7 Grade 1 winners, sired the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races. Sired a champion 2-year-old filly that came back as a 3-year-old to become a classic winner, and major stakes winners in 6 different countries. So he's respected the world over. He stands for $12,500. Due in the fold stands in nurses. Stands at Judmont Farm. Call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry. Aaron Frey, excuse me. Excuse me, Aaron. My goodness. 859-272-7629. And see the website at judmont.com. All right. You want to talk about Sally Van?
Oh, yeah. Sally Van brought Smarty Jones back to Kentucky. He's out at, I saw a picture of him turned out at Calumet. Smarty Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're looking at me like, and I thought, what mistake have I made?
I'm just waiting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, pay attention. Jeez, a peasel. You're going to get coal in your stocking, buddy. Anyway, Everybody in the horse business knows about Sally Van. They've been in business for more than 60 years. Number of breeding trips made run into the millions, and many of the finest thoroughbreds in the world have had a safe trip on a Sally Van. But did you know they also service your diesel at Sally Van and take care of your trailer? Your rig. They do the rig from front to back. Well, if you got a diesel pull with, give them a call. 255-9406. They're located in Lexington. And when it comes to moving your horse, you can depend that a Sally Van's in tip-top shape. Person behind the wheel is an experienced driver, experienced horseman, and that's why. Get ready. For over 60 years, a Sally Van is the safest way to the winner's circle. Hey, Michael.
Well, his half-brother was a champion, 3-year-old. His half-sister produced a Breeders' Cup champion that sold for $6 million at Keeneland in November. His weanling half-sister sold for a world record $3,200,000 at the same sale. He's sired by champion sire, A.P. Indy. Take Charge Indy has a fantastic pedigree. Lived up to it. He won the Grade 1 Florida Derby, won the Grade 2 Alishiba. He was a superior performer at 2, at 3, at 4. Every year he raced, earned over $1,103,000. He's out of a Broodmare of the Year, Take Charge Lady, the Dam of Champion 3-0 Will Take Charge, Grand Dam of Take Charge Brandy, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, and a multiple Grade 1 winner, more than $2,480,000 of sale. Take Charge Indy meets and exceeds all the prerequisites to become a top sire. Breeders agree. Covered 145 mares in his first season at stud. First foal to do next year. Take charge, Indy. $20,000 doing a foal stands and nurses stands at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, Carolyn Walsh. 859-873-1717. See the website, windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All right. Well, Michael Blowen finally got out of bed and came over here. Came
hey,
here.
Listen, I was out last night having a blast. We were over in Paris cutting the rug.
You oh, were? You went to, yeah. Oh, of course, you had the silent auction at the
bar manager's there, honoring
stand.
Gary Bush, yep.
Yeah, he's good.
So we were up late last night.
Well, I tried to get Gary on this show. You know, he lives right, you know, he manages farm part.
Denali.
Right, up the road farm.
Sure.
Yeah. I've tried a dozen times to get him on the show.
Yeah?
He won't come on the show, so hell, I didn't go to his party.
Oh, very nice. You know, spoken like a true Kentuckian.
Damn right.
Holy mackerel.
Maybe you can get him in this time.
Maybe I'll shame him into it.
Yeah, his bar manager of the year, he's got to be step up to the plate.
Yep.
Yeah, it was really nice. We had a great time.
Yeah.
Good. Did you dance?
Well, what passes for dancing at my age.
Did you?
Kind of, like stumbled around. I went across the street. Well, I have to say this. The one thing that they didn't have was good beer, so I had to sneak across the street to Ralph's.
Oh.
To Rooster Brewery.
Rooster Brewery.
Funny.
I wonder where that place was. What is that? Where they had?
Oasis, right across from Ralph's. It's a function hall across from Ralph's.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Is it big?
Yeah, it's huge.
See, I didn't know it was. I thought I was had in mind that auctioneer place down closer to Kansas.
It must have a real narrow entrance and then spreads out. You know.
It goes deep into the back and it's got a balcony.
Sounds like the old.
Yeah, a balcony.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the old.
You
weren't
up on the balcony.
Yeah, that's where they put us.
Oh, okay.
It was a great view of everything.
So you could jump off.
So, everybody, I met David Palmer, Joe Palmer's grandson.
Oh. Oh, we've known David for years.
Yeah. Jackie went to.
I went to law school.
With his wife.
Yeah. You sure?
Met him and his brother?
Hmm?
I met him and his brother.
Both of them were there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're twins, you know.
They bought a horse. They're getting horses and stuff.
Well,
he's in the horse business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's got a place out on Ironworks Pike.
Yeah. Right. Oh.
David is the husband of the girl I went to law school with. Mark is the one with the farm.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Mark's been in the business several years.
It was good. I mean, it was a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a food was good.
That's why David put up a picture of himself in a tuxedo on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yes. He put that up yesterday. I thought, where are you going?
I thought he was waiting table somewhere.
It's open to interpretation.
So their wives were there.
Mm-hmm.
So you met Missy, David's the redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, good friends.
Good lawyer,
too.
They
were at the table right next to us.
Oh, okay.
She does estate law, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, we won't be hiring her. When I go, there's not going to be much left to pass out.
Well,
10% is zero.
Might be able to take care of old friends, though.
Huh?
She might be.
Yeah,
yeah.
True.
Yeah. She is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
good.
It was a great group. We had the auction items were fabulous. They donated a tappet halter, and there was some Andre Potter painting. And it was really nice. Gary gave a great speech, very heartfelt, and thanked everybody. And
tell him would have been good on the air too.
I didn't know that he had this history with us, Ursula. If it was, I would have kept him up all night. We only left an hour ago. I could have dragged him over here now.
Yeah, there you go. Well, good.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, War Emblem's doing good. He's getting out now in his paddock and running around and having a great old time. And looks like if everything goes right, Touch Gold, we'll get Touch Gold at the farm a week from Tuesday.
Wow.
From Edina Springs.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now,
Edina Springs, really, they're really good at community stuff like
they
that.
They really are.
Yeah.
And their facilities are amazing.
Yeah, they took Bourbon County's
football field.
Football field that was it was like every other football field around here, and they redid it
like high school football.
High school, it's, and it looks super.
Really
did stuff in the school colors.
Better than Vanderbilt.
Really nice.
Yeah, really. Maybe I could get him to come down and do a pasture or two.
There you go. Might be, but they really are. They help out in the community.
Well, Frank and Mike Rogers and Owen over there, they've been great to us. When I got to go to Canada, I went over to the Dina Springs facility up in Canada. It's beautiful.
Oh, is it really? Mm-hmm. How big is it up there?
It's smaller. I think it's the smallest one. It's smaller than the one in Florida, and I know it's smaller than the one in Kentucky.
Yeah.
But it's nice.
Yeah, well, I'm
it's
sure
beautiful.
It is.
And Einstein's up there now, and, you know, they have some nice little stallions.
Yeah.
You know that they fold a lot of those things up there, but then they come to Kentucky and raise them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, the
weather's better.
Well, yeah, that would be another. And you know, why wouldn't you? The size of the spring, the horsemen they've got out here, you know, I don't know where you could give them any better start.
Right, and the grass comes quicker and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, the Woodbine, speaking of grass, that Woodbine turf course is just spectacular.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they have two, don't they?
I don't think so. They've got the synthetic and they've got the turf, and I think they got the trotters all up there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Trotters go on synthetic?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, they wouldn't go on grass, dummy. They bounce the drivers off.
I think they have the standard bred surface, then they've got the synthetic, and then they've got the grass.
Okay. Different surface.
And they're going to do something interesting this year. They're going to run a few races in the opposite direction, the European direction.
Oh, are they really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know,
turn right.
Get some of those pinheads confused.
And point them in the right direction.
Yeah, that's interesting because people should train both ways, but you can't.
Yeah.
Because everybody's coming again. You can't do it. And
it's like driving down the wrong side of the road.
Right. So we used to go out in the fields and go the other way. That way.
At home, yeah. We'd start ours. You got to go both ways. Yeah.
So
smart.
Yeah, so they, you know, even themselves up.
So we'll see. And we got the Claiming Crown down at Gulfstream. Is that's today?
Yeah, well, Steve Moody's doing it.
Is he?
Yeah, he's doing Gulfstream now. Gulfstream handicapper sheet.
Well, the Gulfstream meet's going to be nice this year. I mean, they got a lot of horses shipping in. There's a lot going west, too. You know, I saw on the racing forum, David Jacobson from New York is sending a bunch out to California.
The form's here for him?
Pardon?
Should I go out and see if the form is here for Michael?
Oh, okay.
I'll be right back.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm planning to go to the chapel tomorrow.
Going to the chapel?
Yeah. Simulcast. That's where I worship.
You going to Red Mile now?
Have to.
Yeah, that's the only place you can go now.
You can go to the Thoroughbred Club or the Red Mile.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You belong to the Thoroughbred Club?
No. Are you kidding? They wouldn't have me in there.
I used to belong many years ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm kind of a Thoroughbred Club dropout.
Oh, come on.
Among other things.
I could go in there disguised as you. They have a nice, it's a nice facility.
That's a matter of fact, last time I saw David Palmer, was they had a thing over there for Joe Palmer, and they invited me to that, and that's where I saw David last, you know.
You know, we're talking about that wonderful performance that the actor gives, that one-man Joe Palmer show.
It was pretty good.
It's excellent. I didn't see it here, but I did get to see it in Saratoga.
Did you? Yeah. We saw it here. It was out of Keeneland Library.
And he did a wonderful job.
Yeah. Well, all that stuff came right out of the book.
Sure.
Yeah, it did. And I love that book.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I can kind of tell.
Well,
it is down here. Look,
you don't think
I can see this. It's held together with Scotch tape, duct tape. It's all.
Well, it's all there.
You
don't think I was going to bring the one in that you gave me. That's a collector's item. And gee whiz, you know, Red Smith signed it and the artist signed it. And I mean, I take it out and dust it every day.
I didn't want to reduce its value, so I didn't sign it.
Well, thank God for that.
you might have
seen it on eBay.
Yeah, really? Oh, my God.
Oh, let me take a little break here. And I was going to read some more Joe Palmer. Oh,
That's a good idea.
He did these too, you know. In fact, this is the last one he did, American Racehorses, before he died.
Really? The 1950 one?
Oh, yeah. And look, I want to show you something.
I think I have that one.
Look at this. We bought it off of...
Oh, wow. Chris Chenery. That's fabulous.
Yeah. When you open it up, it says the medal... C.T. Chenery, probably in his handwriting.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Jackie found it on the internet, you know, and bought it. We were
nice.
I was trying to put together all the ones that he wrote.
Yeah.
And the first one was in 1944 up through 1950.
I was talking with Steve Haskin the other day, and when he was a copy boy, it started out at the racing forum, and Charlie Hatton, when Belmont would close, Charlie Hatton would go to the office, Racing Forum Library, and he would begin writing the racing manual for the whole year. Every horse in America he wrote about.
Yeah.
Every horse. And it was just unbelievable. And Steve said, you know, he's really an amazing writer, you know, one of the best ones ever. And he had an amazing mind, but he was really a strange dude. He said, he'd always send me for coffee, and I'd bring him. He said, I want it steaming hot and filled to the brim. So he'd bring in the coffee, steaming hot and filled to the brim. And a half hour later, he goes, hey, kid, this is cold. And he'd look at it. He hadn't even touched it.
Yeah.
And he went back and got him more coffee.
Yeah. And, who was telling you this?
Steve Haskin.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen Steve in a long time. I met Steve when he used to come down here and visit. He was just a kid that time. And he'd go visit with over Darby Dan, you know, with Olin Gentry.
Yeah.
And in fact, we had him to dinner. Came home for dinner one time. Steve did.
He's a great guy.
I like Steve.
He's really, really good.
Let me get back to you. Interrupted.
Sorry.
No. Done listening. Posted another win last Sunday at Aqueduct. A three-year-old daughter of Interdab.
Great name.
Done listening is a $30,000 graduate of the OBS April sale. She's put together earnings of over $131,000 now. She won the Lady Finger Stakes in her second start as a two-year-old. She's finished in the money in her last five starts, all in New York, at Aqueduct, at Belmont, Saratoga. And that's the kind of runner you can come up with when you beat the Interdab. Runners such as Dunn Listening, or Greater Good, a multiple stakes winner, graded stakes winner of over $546,000, or Head Hard Hoof, a graded stakes winner of more than $519,000. And take note of this fact. Interdab sires sound individuals. Over 84% of his foals make it to the races. Interdab stands at Shadwell Farm. Give stallion manager Ken Barnes a call. 859-224-4585. Ask about breeding incentives. Also at Shadwell are the stallions Albertus Maximus, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, and sire of a two-year-old stakes winner in his first crop to race this year. Grade 1 winner De Hare, a proven sire of graded stakes winners. See the website, shadwellfarm.com. Ralph Quillen, we got him on Lubricin now.
Oh, good. He looked a little better last night.
Did he?
He was moving a lot better.
Yeah. Well, he might have been moving better. I don't know if he looked any better or not.
That's a happening place over there.
Ah, a happening place?
Yeah.
Hey, open that up and let me look at it for a few minutes here. Anyway.
It's pretty outside. Oh, you're talking about Ralph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got big Christmas discounting stuff going on. Might want to check that out.
You want to do something? Hand me that Sunday edition.
And here. Go to Quillen.com because.
That's the Sunday one?
Yes, sir.
They got all kind of Christmas stuff going on. I was over. What was I over there for the other day? We had a horse with a gravel.
Yeah.
And I had one of those great boots that somebody talked about them at one of the farm managers' meetings. Uncle Dan or some boot. I don't know. Anyway, it comes in two parts. And it came apart into two parts. And I went over and I wanted it fixed right away. So I called and she said, just go downstairs, go in from the back. And I walked in and said, see what this is? He said, oh, yeah, okay, hold on. So within 5 minutes, they fixed the boot. And some nice lady that worked there gave me a recipe and a piece of cake for a Christmas cake.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's a nice, it's a great place to go. They've got everything horsey. If you want, and you can buy your Christmas presents there. The belts are really cool, and you got your name on them in case you've been
to. We bought Christmas cards, too.
Oh, yeah, we bought our Christmas cards there, Horsey Christmas cards.
Very nice.
Yeah, and you get a belt with your name on it, so if you go to
I'll Rooster hand you one Brew, next week, save stamps.
So if you get go to
you
Rooster Brew.
You save the envelope, too. Jack, now that I think of it, you're
stepping
even save
all
the
over
card.
My line. Rooster Brew, you get drunk, you got your name on your belt, you're okay. So,
fabulous.
Unless you lose your pants somewhere.
You can use your, you can put your home address on there in case you get lost.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I went to Ohio State once 150 years ago, and they had a guy on a football team that had pinned his where he lived on his shirt. So they could, somebody found him and you could take him back.
One of my favorite stories about people and their addresses is Jean Cougay told me a story about he and Cordero were leaving after the feature race at Aqueduct one day. And Randy Romero says, hold on one second. Can't you wait one? I got a horse in the last race. And they look at the horse. They go, this horse has no shot. They said, no, he's going to win. He's going to win. Well, he went off at like 50-1 and finished last, but they waited for him.
Yeah.
So they're driving off away from the track, and Cougay says to him, where do you live? He goes, how do we get there? Randy doesn't say anything. And he goes, Randy, don't you know where you live? Where you live? And he goes, I'm a little confused. When I went there before, it was light out.
All right.
Oh, I love it. That's great. Well, anyway, go to Quillin, Quillin.com. Check out all the stuff.
All right. Well, Uncle Mo, with his first crop, is the nation's leading sire 2-year-old. Got 7 stakes winners, 11 stakes horses, and earners of over $3.5 million in his first crop. Who? Uncle Mo was the unbeaten 2-year-old champion of his year. So was Shanghai Bobby. Uncle Mo won the Grade 1 Champagne Stakes. So did Shanghai Bobby. Uncle Mo won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile. So did Shanghai Bobby. There was a strong demand for first crop weanlings by Uncle Mo. Strong Shanghai Bobby's first crop weanlings sold for $190,000, $180,000, $140,000, $120,000 this year. They look and they act like runners. But perhaps the best reason to take a close look at Shanghai Bobby is that he stands at Ashford Stud, where standing champion sires is a tradition. Uncle Mo stands at Ashford Stud. So does Munnings, the number one second crop sire, and Scat Daddy, the number one sire of 2-year-old winners with 32. He had another one yesterday. And 2-year-old stakes winners with 8. 3-times champion sire John's Causeway, of course, he's topped the 2-year-old sire list 2 times. Shanghai Bobby is by the late Harlan's Holiday, an outstanding sire and an emerging sire of sires in a mischief, majestic perfection by Harlan's Holiday. And he's Shanghai Bobby, stands for $15,000 doing the full stands and nurses. Call the farm at 859-873-7088 and check the website at coolmore.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursa Lele.
You all saying it?
All righty, we're back. And Michael Blumen is still here.
We're making our Christmas plans. Are you? Jackie invited me to dinner and Diane to dinner.
Look,
on Christmas.
Diane, please. He has to come with her.
Okay. You're welcome to come.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. We're having ham.
That Ooh. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So it's a little slower in the racing department, but today it's going to be fun with that claiming crown, I think.
Let me ask you.
Ken Ramsey loves to win that, so if you're going to the simulcast today, take a really good look at Ramsey's horses. He loves winning that thing.
Are they categorized like anything that ran 5,000 all
yes.
go together and then 10 or under 50? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
That's how the only way I could think that they could do it.
Yeah, that's the way they're doing it.
It's in conditions for each race.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are you going out, she said, knowing the answer?
Oh, today?
Yeah.
I'd like to. I don't think so. It depends on how things shape up at the farm, who shows up with the tours. And
tours still going on?
We're finishing up mm-hmm. 11 o'clock every day.
Wow.
And we're looking forward this year they're having during the Eclipse Awards, the Thoroughfan Breakfast, they gave old friends an award last year. And so we get to go this year and present the award to this year's winner.
Oh, nice.
That's Bob Baffert and Zayat and the whole American Pharaoh team's getting it.
Where are they having it this year?
At Gulfstream.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's nice. That's not a bad ride.
Late January.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, I can drive.
You can drive it.
And Paul Isaacs, Judge Isaac's house is about very conveniently located midway.
Funny.
I've already made my reservations.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when they built that or did
it's
it
beautiful.
Or whatever. Yeah.
It's in Apalachicola.
Apalachicola.
Mm-hmm. I love that name.
It's a great name.
It's a great name.
Great oysters.
I don't like oysters.
I don't like oysters either.
I adore them.
Shrimp.
Yeah, I'd much rather have.
You know, we can. You know, there's any number of people we can impose on. It's just
yeah, there you
Diane,
go.
Diane, yeah. Can you imagine if Diane still gets embarrassed?
No compunction.
No, you would think she would have built up a resistance.
I would think so.
Being embarrassed, being married to you. How long have you been married?
A long time.
Yeah.
And she said, "You know, you're going to do what?"
I love it. She's wonderful.
Yeah, she's something.
Great girl.
She really is great.
She'd have to be to put up with you.
Oh,
yeah, no
I know.
Kidding.
I was going to ask you. Have you ever been to Southern Lights?
Yeah.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Cause it's that's all that's about going on. There's a Hunter Jumper show down at Lakeside today, and you are having tours. But you know,
we haven't been since the grandchildren grew up a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I take Betsy just for fun. You know.
My son's coming in January, and my grandson.
Oh, okay. With the grandson now, how old is the boy now? The little.
I think he's 10.
Oh, yeah. I think we saw him a couple years ago. He was maybe 6.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's
they're still living in Australia?
Mm-hmm. He and his wife made a documentary about the Battle of Gallipoli that won the Australian Oscar as Best Documentary.
Really?
Oh, that's right.
So yeah. Did they go?
He must have got the talent from his mother.
Yeah, I got it somewhere. You get it from me.
It skips a generation.
Yeah.
How that works.
Yeah. Well, he did what I did. He married right.
There
he married
you go.
Somebody very smart.
There you go.
And they make a good team.
Well, that's excellent. Good for him.
And that'll be fun. It'll be good to see him. And he likes to come in the winter because my grandson never saw snow till he came here last time.
Oh.
And so he wants
They don't have snow in winter in Australia?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was far enough south that they would, but it is not. Huh.
Kangaroos don't like snow.
Kangaroos don't like snow and koalas kangaroos. And all those other creatures.
Yeah. Russie just checked in from our wildlife department.
Yes.
Right from the rooster bird.
That's it.
I was going to ask you something else. What's coming up besides Christmas and tours? You got anything planned?
No, just try and get some of the more of these paddocks built and get some more of these horses home. I mean, you know, we have some amazing horses on the waiting list. Sun King's on the waiting list. Northern Spur, won the Breeders' Cup Sprint, is on the waiting list.
Wow.
Hyde is on the waiting list.
Are they all stallions still?
Mm-hmm.
Not gelding.
Yep. No.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
And I'll tell you, Alphabet Soup's doing well. He's acclimated himself really well. He's beautiful.
How old is he?
He's 20. I want to say. Wait a minute. 96.
You know, he's a pretty good sire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that good mare you had out just one of his
22?
Last crops? It was a good grade one stakes winner from one of his last crops. And I forget.
Where did he stand here? Do you remember?
Adina Springs.
Adina Springs.
Oh, yeah.
So we're getting Touch Gold and we got Alphabet Soup from Adina Springs.
Ah, Touch Gold.
Frank
I Charlie. Loved it when he won the Belmont.
Yeah, I knew you would say that. I knew you would say that. Well, Chris McCarron's all excited because we got Touch Gold coming. And, he rode Alphabet Soup when Alphabet Soup beat Louis Couture's and Cigar up at Woodbine. In a
I think that was on
Facebook. 2-inch photo finish.
Yeah, I think somebody put that on Facebook at the time because it was pretty relevant and that was fun.
And he's beautiful. He's very, very intelligent.
Have you seen Chris's grandson?
I've seen the pictures. I haven't seen him yet. Yeah.
He's he's head over heels, that little boy.
I miss him. He came to the farm, I think, last Saturday with his brother and some of the family that came down for the holidays.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
But I look forward to seeing him again.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go get ready for the tour.
Okay.
Prep. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do my prep.
Appreciate you coming by.
Thanks. It's great to see you.
Even though you're
thanks for inviting us for Christmas dinner.
Okay.
I'm cooking, so you know, there's
what are you fixing today? I mean...
Mm-hmm. What do you? Oh, well, you know, hot luck usually. I get a whole lot of leftovers.
I know it's hard to cook for two.
Well, I'm not going to stop eating, I'll tell you.
You know, I got
Crothers. Crothers doesn't care as long as you cook for one.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Truth.
All right.
Well, I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Okay.
See ya.
Take care, Michael.
Tell Diane hello.
I will. Come see us. As I say, we're giving tours every day at 11 o'clock, so if anybody would like to come by, we got the golf cart, we got a horse blanket. We don't want anybody to get cold. Have a little fun.
All right. Well, November 28 at Churchill, Karina Mia, 2-year-old filly by Malibu Moon, won a grade 2 $200,000 golden rod. Bred by Spendthrift Farm and a $410,000 graduate of the Keeneland September sales, Karina Mia won by 4.5 lengths after breaking her maiden on October 29 at Keeneland by nearly 10. Malibu Moon, a top 10 sire again this year, is the most successful son of AP Indy at stud in North America. On November 27th, Go, a 2-year-old filly from the first crop by Arch Arch Arch, won the $75,000 slideshow stakes. That was at Remington. Toes on Ice, winner of 3 stakes, including the grade 3 Bob Hope out of Del Mar, and Nick Shares, second in Saratoga's With Anticipation stakes, are also from the first crop by Arch Arch Arch. And did you see that impressive 9 lengths win by Cherry Wine at Churchill last Saturday? Cherry Wine is from the first crop by Patty O'Prado, and boy, did he find 2 turns to his liking. That same day, Sutton Smile by Patty O'Prado ran a competitive 3rd in the Grade 3 Jimmy Durante Stakes at Del Mar. He's one of 3 stakes horses, 2 of them graded from Patty O'Prado's first crop. He's got 13 winners in that first crop. Leading sire Malibu Moon, Grade 1 winner Arch Arch Arch, and Grade 1 winner Patty O'Prada. All 3 stand at Spendthrift Farm. Call Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker. Ask about breeding incentives. 859-294-0030. And see the website, SpendthriftFarm.com. Well, it was a big headlines today in the Thoroughbred Daily News that Todd Pletcher is moving down the Gulfstream. You know, he's led the trainers list down there for, I think, 13 years or so forth.
Yeah.
And, of course, he's a big endorser of Lubricin.
Yeah.
And so whenever you see one of Todd's horses running, you know that they're running on Lubricin. And that's a product that was developed by Dr. Steve Alday, one of the nation's top veterinarians. And besides Todd Fletcher, many owners and trainers and veterinarians recommend it. And incidentally, it's all natural. It's test-free. You don't have to worry about it. What it does, Lubricin does, it sustains the integrity of joint fluid. And, you know, it helps eliminate acid ingestions and those kind of things. Besides Todd, Tony Dutrow and Jerry Hollendoffer and Mike Maker and a few, you know, a whole lot of other leading trainers use it. It's they also make it for humans. I've had mine already this morning, and it helps me get out of bed every day. Of course, yeah. Jackie will kick me out if I don't get out.
Right.
She's always asleep when I get up anyway, so what the heck. But, and then another product that Dr. Alday that developed is Reborn, and with the breeding season coming up and foaling season coming up, it's something you should really look into. Reborn is a 100% sterile, whole, concentrated, natural bovine colostrum. Safe, easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, especially starting with foals. What it does is strengthens the foal's immune system while they're nursing on a mare because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. Actually, it supports immune functions of horses in all ages and provides a quick recovery from physical challenges. So I would recommend that you use Reborn. And a Lubricin, and like I say, they use Lubricin is for people too. Tastes real good, as a matter of fact. They juice it up, you pour a little bourbon in it, and really makes it taste good. So anyway, it's Lubricin and Reborn. Lubricin .com, Lubricin.com, and Reborn, Reborne.com. All right, well, the likely Eclipse Award winner as champion sprinter is Run Happy, and Run Happy is out of a daughter of Broken Vow. Stands to reason Broken Vow is going to be an outstanding broodmare sire because he's been and remains an outstanding success at stud. He's sired 61 stakes winners, well over 100 stakes horses. I lost count, and he has been a particularly good sire of distaffers, which also bodes well for his success as a broodmare sire. His stakes-winning fillies are legend. Unbridled Bell is a grade 1 winner of more than $1,900,000. Rosalind won a grade 1 Ashland in 2014. She's won grade 2 stakes this year. She's earned over $900,000. Sassy Image won a pair of grade 1 stakes and some $28,000. Cotton Blossom won the classic Grade 1 Acorn and over $725,000. Broken Sword, Broken Dreams, Cindy with an S, Proud Heiress, Rahab Bateria, all fillies, each a graded stakes winner, all by Broken Vow. You won't get into the stakes winning colts by Broken Vow. This is just 2 hour show. I don't have time for that. And Broken Vow, of course, a success by any measure, stands for $25,000 doing a full stanza nurse. Stands at Pin Oak Stud. Inquiries at Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420 and see the website pinoakstud.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
Well, good morning. Top of the hour, and I'm running late on commercials as already, but that's all right. I'm story of my life. Day late and a dollar short. And I've got Sarah Conyers and Henry Clark here with me this morning. And Sarah, we had your mom on the show a few years back. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
Do you?
Yeah. She's a wonderful lady.
Oh, yes, she was. She was good. She was a fun interview, too. Yeah.
She is.
You know, I forget, where is her? She's got a farm, and where is it, you know?
She has a farm in Mount Sterling right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is she the lady that used to ride mules?
She had a mule that fox hunted and evented, and the reason why mules aren't allowed to be eventing anymore.
Beat
the horses.
Is that right? Because of your mother.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was actually either a half or three quarters thoroughbred mule.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, I swear. Yeah. Did you train it, Henry?
No.
Henry used to come out here and work every now and then. Well, I tell you the reason I called you. I was talking to Arlene O'Neill.
Great lady.
Yeah, and I don't know if you knew her husband, Bill. He was wonderful.
Wonderful man.
Wonderful, wonderful. I think half of Ireland worked for him at one time. He'd bring all those kids over, you know, and work and everything, the Irish. And he, of course, he was second generation. He wasn't born in Ireland.
That's right.
Managed Wamazon for years and years and years, you know. And then he went, got his farm, Circle O farm over. I'm sure you've been over there many times, you
beautiful.
Know. But Arlene said that you and Henry do a great job of breaking yearlings, and she was so pleased. She says, would you call Sarah and see if she'd come on the show? And I said, well, I'll call her. Took me a week to talk her into it. Henry finally talked her into it. But I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you very much for asking me.
Well, you know, you're just talking to a good old boy over here. So it's your farm is located out on Newtown Pike, right?
Yes, sir. We lease a farm, the old Dinwiddie Lambton farm that was, he had carriage horses.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to Brookledge. So it's a great location.
Yeah. And Cobra's on the other side.
Cobra's on the other side, Ashland and Kessler and Scott Mallory.
Oh,
we have great neighbors.
Great neighbors. And right across the street from Main Change.
That's right.
Right. Yeah, of course, that's UK now.
Mm-hmm.
They're breeding a lot of horses over there now.
They are. They have been. I've actually bought many horses from them.
You bought them?
Mm-hmm. You can buy them. They used to breed a lot more quarter horse crosses with thoroughbreds.
Uh-huh.
Now they're doing more thoroughbreds, but yeah, they produce some very nice horses.
Yeah, they had a horse out here that, who had that old horse? I can't remember now, but he used to run in these long, what we used to call cup races, you know, 2 miles and stuff like that. And that they had a winner yesterday at Gulfstream at UK bred.
That's great.
Yeah. Henry, where are you from?
I'm from Somerset.
Somerset.
Yes, yeah, sir.
I remember when you came out here. Jamie Bruin got on your horses.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
The character.
Jamie?
Yeah.
Jamie can flat ride, you know.
He's good.
He even rode some winners for me, and I had bad horses. So that's... But he was—he is a character. There's no two ways about that. Now you're backing off from that. He was talking about how shy you were, and I think he's worse than you are. Look at him.
Yeah.
Sitting over here scared to death. that microphone's going to just jump out and bite you any second.
Yeah,
it
could.
Jamie's great. He's helped me riding here. I don't like to ride here much, but when we have a couple go together, then Jamie's really taught me a lot about here.
Oh, yeah.
He's been great for us. He really has.
Jamie, he's ridden About 2,500 winners during his lifetime.
Yeah, but then he has to put up with people like me who just, I don't know what the polls are. Where are we going? I just want to go around. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be told to by the partner.
Well, you grew up on a farm, I imagine, being Edith's daughter.
I did. I grew up in the saddle. The minute my head could, I could hold my head up on my own, I was on a horse.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. What was the first horse you got on? Do you remember?
The first horse I got on, I don't remember because I can't remember when I was 3 months old.
Oh. I thought you were going to say, I can't remember when I was my mom was pregnant.
Well, that's true, too. That's true, too. I learned in the womb.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Jackie, you want to kick in here? Because you know Edith a whole lot better than I do.
Yeah. So where did you all live when you were born? Like
Clark County on Combs Ferry Road. We had a nice farm out there.
Oh, okay. So you grew up fox hunting?
Fox hunting, eventing, showing, breaking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All that stuff.
All that stuff.
Yeah, so you just sort of fell into the business?
Born into it, I would say.
Well, born into it.
Well,
right?
Yes, I have the genes for it. You have the balanced genes, and when those fail you have the good bones genes, so when you hit the ground.
You don't break every time.
That's right, every time.
How old were you when first started hunting?
I was 3 years old, and my mother would jump the horses over the fences for me.
Oh, man. I love it. Your mother is just great.
She's an amazing woman.
Now, what has she done? I mean, not to go off you, but what has she done with this trail stuff?
Oh, this has been great. She's opening up trails that weren't horse allowed or whatever you should say. She's opened up to where they can have separate trails for bikers and runners and then for horses. And so there's many places all over the United States that she's opened up so that there's much more horse, openings for trails that were never open before at these state parks.
Yeah. Is that what she goes to out west for and stuff? She do that?
She goes out west a lot. She goes to a ranch out there in the winter because it's warm.
lucky.
But yeah. She does work on opening up these trails and making the parks more equine friendly.
Mm-hmm. Do they do much in eastern Kentucky?
She does. She's starting a whole lot up in eastern Kentucky.
Because when I lived down there, there were logging trails.
Right.
That were big enough for a truck or, to go around. We used to ride up on those things all the time. We were well armed. But we rode up in we packed when we went up there. But they're beautiful.
They are gorgeous.
Henry laughing over here from Somerset. He knows what you're talking about.
Well, Somerset's sort of on the edge.
Yeah. She's making them where you don't have to be packing anymore.
Yeah, well, that's good.
But she's opening up some railroad, old railroad beds.
Yes,
I've heard that.
Spur lines, yeah.
And I think that's just wonderful. I mean, so much history involved.
Yeah.
And being able to go so many different places. With I go to these places and know about it through her taking the young horses, the 2-year-old thoroughbreds that, when they're being broke, they need to go see everything.
You take them on trail rides?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I go to Shakertown and everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yep.
And that's what Arlene said.
These horses
have been broke to do everything.
They do. They get gates. They have dogs and cows and chickens. And
I said, yeah, Arlene, but can they run?
Well, that depends on the horse. I can get them broke and
you can't make them run, though.
Do you do much background work on 2-year-olds or anything for people going to the races, or do you mostly do yearlings?
Background work.
Yeah, like galloping on the farm and stuff.
Oh, yes. We gallop on the farm. We have a little makeshift track. We have grass around that so we can go in either if one's not okay. And
you have a dirt track?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God, who takes care of that?
That would be Henry.
Henry and his rake?
And his tiller and his rake and me screaming all the time.
Yeah.
And then he gets on every now and then I don't have to scream so much. But we both ride on it. And sometimes it's adventurous.
Yeah. Do you turn them out a lot?
We do. We try to turn them out either 12 hours or 5 hours or something. Let them be horses.
Yeah.
How many acres you have?
8 there's 60 something now.
Oh, that's a good size. Yeah.
It is. It is. And they have to, my jumps are in the mix of everything. And yeah. So they see everything.
Yeah. I got to take a break here and pay some bills. They all sit tight. The port of entry is the most accomplished among the more than 150 stakes winners by Dynaformer. His dam, by seeking the gold, also produced Pine Island, winner of the classic Grade 1 Alabama and Grade 1 Gazelle. She earned $666,800. Second dam produced Pleasant Home, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Distaff, and over $1,387,000. Country Hideaway, a multiple graded stakes winner. She also produced him. He earned over $762,000. And she's also the dam of two graded stakes winners. His third dam won the classic Grade 1 Alabama. The Grade 1 Mammoth Oaks produced classic winner and champion sire Sky Beauty, winning the classic CCA Oaks, the Mother Goose, and the Acorn. And grand dam of Grade 1 winner and millionaire Tale of a Cottie. Fourth dam is the champion sprinter Gold Beauty, dam of Horse of the Year D'Azur. It's an unbelievable pedigree. Point of entry lived up to it. But he won five Grade 1 stakes. He earned over $2,500,000. That's a remarkable feat in itself. Point of entry's first foals are going to be yearlings next year, and they too have the look of champions. Stands at Edina Springs, Kentucky, $25,000 doing the foal stands and nurses. Covered a full book of quality mares each year since his retirement. Inquiries to Cormac Breathnock or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798 and see the website edinastallions.com.
Hear this. Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Well, if you want to black type your mare, send it via Stan. He sired a remarkable 17% stakes horse from starter and stands for a most reasonable fee, $6,000 live foal. His crack filly is Stan Ford, won the Grade 2 San Clemente, the Grade 3 Arlington Classic, and Del Mar's Sandy Blue Handicap. She stakes placed again this year. She's earned over $415,000. Albano, winner this year of the Maxim Gold Cup, also won the Grade 3 Pegasus, the Sugar Bowl. Placed in six more stakes, four graded, among them the Grade 1 Haskell Invitational. He earned over $700,000. Mr. Bowling won the Grade 3 LeCompte and five other stakes, two this year. He's won more than $421,000. Turkish won the Grade 3 Valedictory Stakes at Woodbine. Keep Crossing won the 2015 renewal of the Red Cross Stakes. That's at Mama. All that from just 76 foals in his first four crops. And did you see that two-year-old by Iz Stan, Path of David, win big in a maiden special at Del Mar last Saturday? Well, you better pay attention, because he's a full brother to Antigun, who earned black type in five stakes, including the classic Grade 1 Belmont, on his way to earning over $500,000. Iz Stan at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website, airdriestud.com, and keep in mind, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Now, back to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
Henry, get close to that microphone. You're standing off air like you're afraid you're going to get kicked. We've been talking to Sarah over all this time now. You're a partner in this business, and I understand how Sarah got into the business, because she was born into it. But then a whole lot of going on down in Somerset. As far as horses concerned, do your family have horses?
You'd be surprised.
Okay. Well, unsurprise me.
I grew up behind a team of horses.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My dad prided himself in being a teamster, breaking draft horses, pulling horses.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a long way from a thoroughbred, but, you know, I guess you got to start somewhere.
My argument was I never liked looking at the rear end of a horse. I prided myself in looking down between his ears.
Okay. Well, so you grew up around horses, in other words. So you naturally, your love of horses came from that, you know.
Yes,
so,
sir.
How did you get into the horse business? What was your first horse to thoroughbred, you know, that you got associated with?
We trained a lot of match racers. My father, he liked quarter horse match racing, and I was a jockey, believe it or not.
Good night, nurse. How tall?
Well, you must
are
have
you?
Grown a little bit.
I didn't start growing until I was a junior in high school. Everybody wondered why I was so little, and I told him my dad's stunting my growth, working me too hard.
Okay.
Kind of embarrassed him.
Is that right? Quarter horses, y'all breed them, or?
We was breeding them.
I mean, breeding.
No, we bred a few, and dad would, he had a good eye for a good horse, and he would pick up horses around the country, and we'd just start working on them. We weren't allowed to breeze them much. The only time they was allowed to run was in the race.
Well, where were they having quarter horse races?
Just wherever he could find somebody that thought they had a horse that could beat one of his.
Oh, okay. I love it.
All right. But there were no tracks or anything down there?
No. It was mostly right out across the field, cross country.
Good
betting? They both put money on there?
Oh yeah.
There were some betting. I'm sure there was
side. They said, "Oh yeah."
Yeah, they didn't have paramutuals.
No, there were no paramutuals. I'm sure there was something at stake.
Oh yeah, I bet you.
Well, don't worry about it. I'm sure the
statute of limitations
run out by now. Then the feds aren't going to come out here and get you.
No, I never got to bet myself.
Yeah. Well, then what was your first thoroughbred, if you remember?
First thoroughbred. Well, I started out breaking thoroughbreds.
Okay.
I was breaking for the with likes who? Of Kelly Weir.
Oh, yeah.
Warren
yeah.
King.
With Warren?
Don Mills.
Yeah.
List, there's a bunch of them.
In Somerset you were doing this?
There was a bunch that came in there, and then I was also breaking and training out of Arrowhead Training Center in Berea.
In Berea. Well, you got a little bit out of the hills there, didn't you?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, okay. And then you took out a trainer's license.
Took out a trainer's license. We put a horse in training, and we felt like we could do it just as good as, and maybe as proficient as they were doing it. And we took out a trainer's license and persevered with that horse.
Okay. Did you win any races with him?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is he telling the truth, Sarah?
He's telling the truth. Our race horses are at the bottom of the barrel and looking for a new home, and usually on their last bite of grass, so we bring them back, and he is telling the truth. We work hard, and it takes a long time because we don't have of our own great stock, and we've brought some horses back and won and come in second that probably should have never been a trail horse.
Yeah. Doesn't that make you feel good?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
It really does, and they're our family, and they're all our family, and that's the way we treat them. And he knows the racing game, and I just ride them.
Yeah. Well, where do you get your horses in the ones that you all own? And
the ones that we trained, we've had some owners, but we've also trained some of our own.
Yeah.
Just because we wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we wanted to save a horse.
The ones you bought, the ones you guys bought from Main Chance, were they for you all? Or?
They were for us.
Not Main Chance, UK.
UK.
Yeah.
They were for actually me when I did the quarter horse stuff. I would buy them as weanlings and then raise them up, take them to the Congress and place, and then sell them.
Okay. I thought maybe Henry's going to ride them. Quarter horse races.
No, he grew then.
Yeah.
Well, how many of your own do you have now?
Of our own?
Lost count.
Yeah, we're not trying not to count.
Too many, huh?
You've got a bunch of retirees?
We have a handful of retirees. We have a whole lot of young ones.
Oh, good.
So we're really excited about what is going to be up and coming.
Yeah.
We hope, yeah.
How many of you got babies? How old are they?
We have five weanlings, 1 yearling.
Wow.
And a 3-year-old and my 6-year-old.
Oh, funny. I love it. Who are they by? Who are the weanlings by, for instance?
And they're by a little stud by the name of Heat Shimmer. He come from Fred Seitz's farm. We sold him into Indiana as a stallion. He wanted to make a jumper out of him, but he had a mild suspensory and opted to send him off to stud.
Oh, okay.
Really well-bred Malibu Moon out of a King Mambo mare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'd breed hunters to him, too. He's that nice. He's throwing some nice babies.
Are you doing any hunting now?
I do. I'm the catch rider gopher test dummy. When people have a new horse or a young horse, I get the phone call.
Where do you ride? At Iroquois?
I ride at Woodford mostly.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I used to hunt at Woodford.
Yeah. They're great.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
A bunch of crazy Irishmen.
I mean, if you like stone fences.
Oh, you love stone fences. You know, I'm out there to jump as many as I can jump and go as fast as I can and enjoy the hounds. So
yeah, a nice bunch.
It is a nice
Glenn's
bunch.
A good huntsman.
Glenn is one of the best, and he's a great person. He's a great person. The
only thing I've got against him is I retired some horses off the track sound, and she'd take them down, fox hunt them, and break them down.
Oh, yes. Fox hunting will break them down, I'm telling you, quicker than anything.
Yeah. Do you remember he had a great big chestnut?
Mm-hmm.
Big boned.
Big
boned, tubby. Mm-hmm. He was ours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
He won us a julep cup at Keeneland, so we figured we'd quit. So then we gave him to Glenn. Loved him. Could not get to the bottom of him. He was a crafty prospector.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And crafty prospector was on the small side, but he was a big version of crafty prospector. And Glenn said they were going 4 hours and something happened and something came up and wanted to keep going. And that horse just jumped right into the bridle. Let's go. You know, so he was nice.
That's a tough job for a horse. They go and go.
Yeah, he loved it. But eventually he got hurt, and he got Glenn hurt, too.
Oh, really?
The horse, he went down somewhere. And
he went over the side of a hill after something, and the horse came back, and Glenn didn't.
Yeah.
So they went and found Glenn. And I keep and then they gave us the horse back. Thank you so much.
Limping.
Limping, yeah.
One of the few horses that outlasted Glenn.
Yeah,
that's true. There's not many that outlasted Glenn.
Yeah. But well, we still got him. He's 20 years old now. And as a matter of fact, the first gravel he ever had in his life and the first one we've had on the farm for 20 years, I think. And we picked one up. We just got through treating that.
That time of year.
Not grateful either. You know how that is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Feed me.
He's 17 hands.
Yeah. He was a nice big horse.
Yeah, he was a big horse. He really was.
Yeah, he was. We had some fun
with it. For free if anybody wants a lawn ornament.
We bought him for $1.
That's great.
Came off a farm that they didn't think he was going to stand training. I looked at him and really said, well, I looked at his pedigree and he had a pedigree along with my arm. A really well-bred horse. And I love Crafty Prospector. And so we just took him and he was broke when we got him and just turned him out. And he didn't run until he was 4. And we just let him.
He was sound, by
the way. And never took a bad step. Until he fox hunted.
Well, fox hunting.
See, that fox is down the bottom of that holler just waiting for him to come trip that horse. And that's how that
That's
works.
Right. And then he runs off back to his den.
Glenn, do you fox hunt?
No.
Oh, a sane person.
Yeah, well, I made Jackie quit because I don't want to lose my cook.
Well, 73.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no. Never. Yeah.
I'm going to give your mom a call next summer and go trail riding.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. Great new trails.
Yeah. I think that's fun.
Well, I got to catch up. I'm going to let you guys go.
Thank you for coming in. If somebody wants you to do...
Break earlings or something like that, how do they get in touch with you? You got a website or anything?
We don't have a website yet, but our phone number is 606-271-6991. That's Henry's number. I have a number, but I won't answer the phone, so.
Oh, how funny. And you're a 606 from Somerset.
Yeah. Well, you can call Arlene.
Arlene, that's
O'Neill,
right.
And she can put you in touch with Henry and Sarah. So, anyway. But, it's nice meeting you all.
Nice meeting you, too.
And, I knew this guy.
That's right.
Yeah. I couldn't place him on the phone. You know, then until he said something about riding Jamie Bruin, you know, and Jamie's a little overweight now, too, you know.
I wouldn't say that.
You know, he can still get down on a horse.
He can breeze one as good as any lightweight.
Yes, he does. He looks great on a horse. And you know what? If you watch much racing on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Those jockeys are riding just like sitting straight up.
They are.
It's just not done.
No.
But they're out there doing it. It's very disturbing.
It is. It's very different. And it's funny because Jamie, our horses look sometimes a lot like Jamie. So,
little overweight.
Yeah, we have an older horse, and he always make fun of him that he should ride that one, but he always usually gets the young ones, and that the older one's mine, and he is a little pop-gutted.
Yeah.
He carries his weight well, should I say.
Well, he can. Jamie can still get down on that little
pot belly. He can. And he can get him to run, too.
All righty. I got to catch up here, folks. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.
You too.
Good seeing you again, Henry.
You take care, Ursula.
All right. Well, last Saturday at Aqueduct, the Grade 3 Gold for Juan Stakes was won by Taurus, a 4-year-old filly by Flatter, bred by Claiborne Farm and Adele Dill Snyder, and sold for $2,340,000 at the 2014 Facing Tip in November sale. Taurus is not only a runner, but a terrific broodmare prospect. She went into the goal for one off of placing in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Sprint. She's won 4 stakes, 3 graded, and in 10 starts has posted 6 wins and finished in the money 9 times. She's earned over $687,000. She's won a 10 2015 stakes winners by Flatter, 4 of them are graded stakes winners. Flatter ranks among the top 20 on the 2015 sire list. Also on Saturday, Blame was represented by 2 more 2-year-old winners, both in maiden specials, one at Churchill, one at Gulfstream. And March, a 3-year-old by Blame, was second by Head in the Grade 1 Hollywood Derby. Flatter stands for $30,000. Eclipse Award winner Blame for $25,000. Fees payable when the foal stands and nurses. For more on the Claiborne Farm stands, call Bernie Sams at 859-233-4252. See the website at claibornefarm.com. Hill and Reagan Parker, real estate agents extraordinaire.
Yep.
And they've been doing it for long enough to know what they're doing, that's for sure, over a dozen years. I know people that they've sold farms for and bought farms for.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact. And they're always happy with Gil and Reagan Parker. I mean, they're first class people and first class horse people.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're looking for a horse farm and you can tell them just what you're looking for, price range and the size.
The thing is, they got them from gazillions down to, you know,
reasonable.
Regular. Yeah.
Trailers?
Yeah.
No, I don't know if they have any trailers or not.
Yeah, but anyway.
The one down the road from us is $12 million.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous place, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish it was right
next. I don't know what you have to put down.
There's a
I don't know where you get a loan.
There's a cattle farm right between us. But anyway, they're great people.
They are.
Business with. And come on in.
You're all right.
You're all right.
Hey, young fella, how you doing?
We're doing good. You're looking for a condition book, I reckon.
I was going to look at a form, but that's all right.
A racing form?
Yeah.
See if there's a racing form, Saturday form over there somewhere. We'll be right on top.
Wait a minute.
You want Saturdays?
Saturday. Gulfstream.
Thank you.
Yeah, that'll be $1.50. Anyway, they've got great. Let me give you their website. This is Hill and Reagan Parker, and that place over in Bourbon County, $12 million.
Yes.
Hoo-wee. But they have them in all price ranges. And
you're a veteran. You reckon you could get a VA loan on that one?
We'll take $12 million for ours. In fact, you might knock off a couple of zeros.
That's right. We're in a lovely neighborhood, though.
Yeah. Well, see, we've moved in, I guess. Well, when the time comes that we have to sell, that's who we're going to contact.
Sure,
it's Hill and Reagan Parker, because they're just great people to do business
with. They're tired of painting fences.
They've got places right now in Fayette and Bourbon and Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark County, you name it. Outstanding variety of locations and sizes. And if you're looking for a farm, well, they'll get the perfect farm for you. They'll keep going till they find it.
That's right.
And I recommend that you look at their website. Here's their website. It's lexhorsefarms.com. Lexhorsefarms.com. Hill and Reagan Parker. And here's a phone number, 859-608-8039. Let's see, what am I doing after that now? I'm doing something for my friends over at Crestwood Farm. Talking about General Quarters. His first foals are 2-year-olds. A couple of them and undefeated are Beauty's Beast. Won first time out of Gulfstream Park.
She's by General Quarters. Beautiful Sis also won a Gulfstream. Army Brat placing her first start on November 18th at Aqueduct. She's sitting on a win. General Jewel ran second in her first start at Churchill. She's second on, he's sitting on a win. I'm a coming through, never off the board, is placed twice out at Santa Anita, once at Del Mar. Of course, General Quarters himself won the Grade 1 Bluegrass, going a mile and an eighth, won a place in 10 stakes, 7 graded, 3 Grade 1. All of those around two turns, all but one. And like their sire, his partner is looking for a radogram. General Quarters earned $1,226,655. He's the most accomplished son of Sky Mesa, a Grade 1 winner by Pulpit. Sky Mesa is sired going on 50 stakes winners now, most recent just on November the 27th at Churchill. General Quarters is one of two graded stakes winners out of a Daughter of Unbridled Song from a family of leading sire Ms. Walkie, top sire Targo East, and a host of others. Stands at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm. Call them at 859-252-3770. Ask about breeding incentives. And incidentally, it's a wonderful place to board your horse. See the website at crestwoodfarm.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Lely.
All right. Did you get in touch with Steve yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, let me take care of the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association and Toba. That's our good friend Chauncey Morris. Saw a picture of Chauncey somewhere. Thoroughbred Daily News, I believe. He was doing something. It might have been a new blood horse. Well, anyway, what he likes us to do is to give the breeders of stakes winners from the previous week, and so that's what we're going to do.
Kentucky breeders.
Kentucky breeders, of course. You know, nobody else we'd talk about out of, you know, what am I going to talk about New York breeder for? But, okay. The Grade 1 Cigar Mile was won by Tunnelist, among other stakes winners. This colt by Tappet. He's won a bunch of stakes for us. I go bred by Woods Lane Farm. The Grade 1 Matriarch Stakes went to Stormy Lucy. She won by head. Tight finish up there between Stormy Lucy, Receptor, and Flimby. And Stormy Lucy is by Stormy Atlantic, bred by Mercedes Stables. The Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes, Arrow Force won that. He's a Colonel John. Of course, Colonel John stands over at Windstar Farm, son of Tis Now, and he was bred by Stuart Madison. The Grade 2 Goldenrod Stakes winner was Karina Mia. That's a Malibu Moon 2-year-old filly bred by Spencery Farm, sold her for a bunch of money. Races for Three Chimneys, by the way. They sold her as a yearling out of Keeneland. I forget what she bought, $300,000 or $400,000. And she's a runner. Of course, Malibu Moon is at Spencery Farm also, and Spencery bred Karina Mia. Grade 2 Golden Hawthorne Gold Cup winner, Commissionaire. He's one of the last of the AP Indies. He's bred by Windstar Farm and is going to stud next year at Windstar Farm. So we might give him a call over there and talk about, ask him about Commissionaire. One of the last of the AP Indies and a good graded stakes winner. The Grade 2 Demoiselle Stakes at Aqueduct. Lewis Bay won that by Bernardini, bred by Alpha Delta Stables. The Grade 2 Remsen Stakes winner, Mo Heyman, another Tappet, bred, this one bred by Clear Skies Farm. The Grade 3 Native Diver Stakes winner was Dortmund by Big Brown, bred by Amelia Foyon.
Yeah, she just walked by here.
Did she? She didn't come in and give me
She had a horse. She brought something out to work.
Oh.
She's training off
the farm. I usually get a hug from Millie.
Yeah, what the heck? Jeez. Oh,
she's a sweetheart. Anyway, Dortmund, it came back and won by 4.5 lengths. That was in the Grade 3 Native Diver. The Grade 3 Comely at Aqueduct, Forever Unbridled won that by Unbridled Song, bred by Charles Fipke. The Grade 3 Cecil B. DeMille Stakes at Del Mar, dressed in what? Hermes? H-E-R-M-E-S?
Yes. Hermes in French, but they say Hermes in English.
Oh, okay.
It's a really famous design house, and they all do really nice tack, too. Very expensive. Okay. Dressed in money is okay. What it means.
Well, anyway, it's a 2-year-old gilding by Hat Trick.
There you go.
Bred by Budget Stables. The Way to Wild Stakes at Gulfstream Park winner was Lira by Giant's Causeway. Of course, he stands over at Ashford Stud, bred by Tata Nobutaki. The Buffalo Man Stakes, full salute. That's a Spitestown. What a nice stud. Lackland Farm, the breeder, Spitestown at Windstar Farm. That's a Gulfstream Stakes. Another Gulfstream Stakes, the Smooth Air Stakes winner, was Rafting by another Tappet, bred by Wertheimer and Freer. The Belle of New Orleans Stakes winner, Adrienne G., by Indigo Shiner, bred by Mike Rutherford, the Queen of the Green Stakes winner at Turf Paradise. Hip 93 by Harlington, bred by Hillendale Equine Holdings. And the Tough Opposition Stakes at Turf Paradise. Smart. It's Small. Small Moves by Rockport Harbor, bred by Justice Farm and Greg Justice. And another Turf Paradise race, the Walter R. Kluwer Memorial. As Ridge won that, a six-year-old gilling. He's won a bunch of stakes. He's by Tockett, and he was bred by Glencrest Farm. Well, last Sunday at Del Mar, Flimby by Mizzenmast turned in another impressive run in the Grade 1 Matriarch. Bumped at the start and dropping back to 12 in a field of 14. She usually lays right close to the pace. She recovered, closed with a rush to be beaten just a length and a half for all the money. Early this year, she came within a half length of winning the Grade 1 Just a Game Stakes at Belmont Park, so she's been knocking on the door of becoming the eighth Grade 1 winner by Mizzenmast. So was Green Mask, a four-year-old colt by Mizzenmast. He was beaten less than a length in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Sprint at Keeneland. Made a brilliant run from way back in the field of 14. Of course, both Flimby and Green Mask have won stakes. Flimby's earned over $670,000. Green Mask more than $336,000. Mizzenmast, in addition to siring seven Grade 1 winners, has sired the winners of three Breeders' Cup races. Sired a champion two-year-old filly. They went on to become a classic winner at three. And he sired major stakes winners in six different countries. He's respected the world over. Stands for $12,500, doing a full stands and nurses. And, of course, he stands at Judmont Farm. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629. See the website, judmont.com. Well, horses raised on Macaulay products. We raise our horses on Macaulay products.
Yeah, those old birds are out there living forever. Thanks a lot.
Our youngest one right now is 18. So,
jeez. Fattern hogs.
Senior that's citizens.
Really, yes.
Horses raised on products from Macaulay Brothers have won eight. They won eight more stakes last weekend. Eight stakes in 2 days. Five of the eight were graded stakes. The Grade 2 Remsen was won by Mo Heyman, bred by Clear Sky Farm. The Grade 2 Hawthorne Gold Cup winner, Commissioner, bred by Windstar Farm. Goes to stud next year at Windstar. Forever and Bridal, winner of the Grade 3 Comely, was raised at Darby Dan Farm for Charles Fipke. The Grade 3 Native Diver saw the return of Dorfman, bred by Amelia Foyon, and raised at her Bonaterra Farm. The Grade 3 Valedictory Stakes was won by Milmich, bred by Andrew Stronach, and raised at Adena Springs. Gulfstream's Buffalo Man Stakes was won by Full Salute, bred by Lackland Farm. Also at Gulfstream, the Smooth Air Stakes winner, Rafting, was bred by Wertheimer and Freer and raised right up the road here at Haggett Farm. And As Ridge, bred by Glencrest Farm, won the Walter R. Kluwer Memorial at Turf Paradise. So, through last weekend, horses raised on products from Macaulay Brothers have won 191 stakes this year, 97 graded, 34 grade 1. And let me point out that Mohaman sold for sales topping $2,100,000 at the 2014 Keeneland September sales. So for maximum results at the sales and in the sales arena, look to Macaulay Brothers. Call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333. See the website at MacaulayBros.com or stop by the office at 111 Broadway and Versailles. Macaulay Brothers, that's where it's all about the horse.
Unbelievable week, Macaulay's. Just unreal.
And it, well, just another one. They do it all the time. You know, it's 191. They need nine more stakes wins this year to hit 200. That would be a real thank you, dear. How'd you know what I was looking for?
Because I'm psychic. Reading like a book.
She's full of it is what she is. All right. Good see you.
Good see you.
All right. Where am I? Talking about the daily
racing form of the Bible.
Racing's Bible. And what you need to do, and when you buy the daily racing form and the Sunday edition, incidentally, is out as we speak. And John Sparkman's got a really good article in there I want to read on Aero Force, a top two-year-old who is by Colonel John. Of course, stands over at Windstar Farm. I want to read that. And then you'll find past performances, you know, from Aqueduct and Laurel and Parks and Fairgrounds. And, of course, Turfway Park, which just opened. So it's you need to get the Sunday edition on the Racing Farm. It's on the newsstands right now. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to sign up for the breeding update. So go to drf.com/breeding update and sign up. And it's really worth your while because you'll find in-depth breeding news and sales and auction coverage and a whole lot more. And it's really, you should sign up for it because, you know, it's going to cost you anything. And there you go. Anyway, also on the Tuesday edition of Daily Racing Form, you can find the most comprehensive stakes reports available anywhere for owners and breeders. They provide full details on all black type stakes in North America, including pedigree, detailed progeny reports on the female family, and information on the winning sires, and available every Tuesday in the Tuesday edition of the Daily Racing Form. Once you're in it, go to drf.com/breeding update, sign up today, and it's, of course, you know, the Daily Racing Form. I don't know what racing would do without it, and it's the racing's Bible.
It is.
All righty.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursula Ellis.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little history. Histoire. What should I do? You know, I was digging through American Racehorses. I just drag those out. The ones that Joe Palmer wrote.
Yeah, they're great.
And talking about history. You know, it's kind of morbid to be reading old bits and everything, but I do. But if you want to learn something about what, you know, so for instance, Calumet, and in 1950, Warren Wright died. And I was reading about that, and I'm going to read it to you because this will tell you a whole lot of Calumet's history. And he does it in, you know, five or six paragraphs and does it about as well as it can be done. So yeah. I'm going to read that. Also, Charles S. Howard, who owned Seabiscuit, died that year. So if I've got time, I'll read that one too. Okay, so you know, this is from American Racehorses in 1950, written by Joe Palmer. Excuse me. The most powerful racing stable in recent history, the American Racing, lost its owner in the final days of 1950 season when Warren Wright, master of Calumet Farm, died at his home in Miami Beach, Florida on the night of December the 28th. He'd been in poor health for about 2 years, but had been recovering so rapidly that his death, brought on by heart attack, was unexpected. He was 75 years old. Ironically, his death was possibly instrumental in ending Calumet Farm's extensive reign as leading owner, for news of it caused the withdrawal of several of the Calumet racers at Santa Anita, and lost the stable its chance to overcome the approximately $13,000 margin by which Brookmead's stable was in front. Calumet, however, was full of honors. It had had three horses which were, each in his time, leading money winners of the world. It had earned more in one season than any other stable had ever closely approached. It had led the owner's list more often than any other stable in the present century. It had four winners of the Kentucky Derby, two winners of the Triple Crown. There was hardly an important stakes east of California, which it had not won. Warren Wright, who had succeeded his father, William Monroe Wright, as chief executive of the Calumet Baking Powder Company in 1913, the company was sold in 1928 for about $40 million, succeeded him as owner of Calumet Farm after his father's death in 1931. Calumet was then a standard bred nursery, but it was quickly switched to thoroughbreds. The first purchases were three yearlings from the Rancocas dispersal in 1931. Of these, Warren Jr., winning a race at Arlington Park on June the 27th, 1932, gave the stable its first and only victory of the year. Hattergal, winner of the Champagne Stakes of 1933, was the first stakes winner. Calumet first headed the owner's list in 1941, when Whirlaway won the stable its first Kentucky Derby, with Some Chance, Sun Again, Proud One, and others helping.
He led again in 1943 and 1944. Was interrupted in 1945 by Main Chance Farm. And then led for the 4 years from 1946 to 1949 inclusive. In all, with 19 years of racing, the stable won $7,746,964. It first set a new record in 1941 with $475,091, passing the mark which Rand Coco's stable had set in 1923. This was broken in 1944 when the stable total was $601,660,000 and was broken again in 1947 with the towering figures of $1,402,436. And then the two following years, the winnings were over $1 million. Hattigal was the first stallion to stand at Calumet. Bostonian was the next, both proving failures there. The successful Chance Play was next, and when Blenheim II was imported, though he did not stand at Calumet Farm, Mr. Wright had the largest share of him, a fourth. But most of Calumet's success was based on a yearling purchase from Coldstream Stud in 1936. This was Bull Leap, a good but not startling racer, but an overwhelming success in the stud. He gave the stable Citation, Cold Town, Twilight Tear, Arm, Faultless, and others. And with his record a long way from complete, has already sired winners of more money than any other stallion ever did. So that was the death of
Warren Wright. Somebody came in to give you a hug.
Oh, great. Come over here and give me a hug.
Hey, darling.
Sit down. I'm going to ask you about Dortmund.
You have the best kisses. Oh, no.
Kiss away.
Yeah. Kiss away. Millie, how are you? Millie Foyan is here, and congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning.
We'll get closer to the mic.
There you go.
Thank you.
This is...
See, she has that effect on me. It's amazing.
You make it a little. Thank you,
Millie. Millie, don't ever change. You're a delight.
I can't help it.
Did you go out for the race?
No, I did not.
No,
I did not because I thought he was going to come for the Clark.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
oh.
Originally he was planned for the Clark, and then he had a little quarter crack, and Baffert kind of thought it would be better if he stays out there.
Okay.
It was a little iffy, and because he was thinking about the Clark, and then he changed his mind.
Boy, you recovered quickly from a quarter crack, you know.
Yeah, well, I didn't think they were going to run him, and they did. Sorry, I'm sniffling. It's so cold outside. Yeah, I was very proud of him. He did it very easy against older horses. That was nice to see.
What's he going to do next? Do you have any idea?
I'm thinking they're going to run him against Run Happy in 7 furlongs. And actually, I'm hoping not.
Yeah,
your horse wants 2 turns.
I think he wants 2 turns, yeah. But, you know, Baffert knows the horse, and
well, that's true.
I would never second-guess him, so...
No. The Lord, no.
It'd be kind of funny to watch. I mean, you know, he can go to 22 and the 45 and the 109, so it'd be interesting. Because he's got that tail of the cat on the bottom. His mom has a tail of the cat mare who had some speed, so.
I remember. You trained her.
Yes, you remember her, that big old moose?
Only one I remember that Millie
like
had.
An elephant.
The one that bit me in the back. What was her name?
Actually, that was Dortmund's sister.
Oh,
Dortmund's sister.
Oh, see, Jack, it's
she was really by
Empire Makeover.
No, no, she was she's a Fupec filly.
That's right.
Yeah,
what was she by?
Fusaichi Pegasus. She was a
Fusaichi.
Big filly. Remember her?
Yes, and she waited till I walked by. I walked by, had the filly on my right, so you know you can't do anything here. A sitting duck, and she nailed me right between the shoulders.
Oh no!
I said some nasty things.
That's
to her.
The Fupec in her.
Yeah. Whatever happened to her?
I ended up sending her to Florida for the winter, and then I sold her. And actually, she's a broodmare now.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
She's a broodmare now.
Yeah.
I don't have any more. So.
Striking terror in the hearts of grooms everywhere.
Well, she's big. She was as big as Dortmund. She was a big filly.
Big filly.
Yeah, she was a big filly. Lovely, though. I don't know why she didn't like you. I think she knew why.
I don't know. Maybe she didn't like my filly. It was on my right. And she missed her and got me.
Jackie, she didn't like anybody.
That's some consolation.
You still have the dam of Dortmund.
I still have Josefina. Yeah, she's my girl. It's so hard to
power point. Josefina. Is
power
what it was.
Josefina.
Yes,
and yeah, I still have her. I have a funny story. I had quite some offers. And I had a really good offer that I couldn't refuse. And the gentleman flew all the way in from California. And driving down there, I was sick to my stomach. I was so sick. And I walked in, and we were at the lawyer's office. And I looked at that gentleman and said, I cannot do this. I'm so sorry. Oh, you came geez. All the way in. Yeah. And I cannot do this. I'm just sick about it. And he was so kind. He looked at me and gave me a hug and said, honey, it's okay. You're the first woman I know that doesn't like money.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, it made me feel so good because I just couldn't.
He probably should have proposed right there.
Yeah. Or selling 49%.
No, I felt so bad. I felt so bad. And I just could not do it. He's just, I don't
know. Oh, I know. You love all of them.
Well, I had her so long, and I had her mother, and I had the grandmother. I have the whole family. So it's so hard to part with them. And I figured if I have a couple babies out of her, I'll be okay.
Do you have any out of her?
Right now, I'm waiting for Malibu Moon. And knock on wood, because, knock on wood, hopefully. I had to pinch twins twice last year. I bred her really early. Mm-hmm. I bred her, I think the 2nd or 3rd of March, and I had twins.
Yeah.
Pinched them, and unfortunately lost both of them.
Right. Yeah.
And then it took me a while to get her back in foal, and now she's back in foal, and I'm counting days, so.
When'd she do?
I couldn't get her back in foal until May, so she's going to have an April baby,
April,
which
baby.
Is,
that's all right.
Well, mind, it's
we're
lovely.
Probably, according to Joe Bastardi, the wizard of all weather, we're going to have a late spring.
A late spring.
So that
I mean,
April
this
won't
has
be
been
today.
Incredible for
oh, yeah, this
year.
Is the El Nino, but it's tailing off, this and we're supposed to, remember, what was it, 76 that it hit in January 6th? Remember that? That was an
El Nino. I remember it real well. That was a mean one.
Were you
I mean,
here in 76?
No, I was not.
Ah, well, it was horrific.
We're talking about 1976 now.
Yeah, I was not here yet.
Not 1776.
It was so cold that he was driving down the road, down Richmond Road with his car froze while he was driving.
Well, it's so lovely right now. You go out and the grass is green and everybody's
that's
happy.
Nice.
And
late
so,
winter.
Yeah, so it's so cheerful. Well, thank you for giving me a kiss right in front of your wife.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
Oh, listen, I'm over here cheering it on.
And, you know, all these good-looking women know I'm harmless when they see it.
I don't think so.
And I'm it.
I don't think any man
really.
Is harmless.
Tell him.
All right.
Okay, well, take
I've
care.
Got three more commercials to do, and I'm 6 minutes left.
Oh, okay. You better talk fast.
Okay. Millie, thanks for stopping
bye
in.
Bye-bye.
Huh?
Mwah.
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 Well, if I can recover, I'll give these commercials. Well, Dunn Living posted another win last Sunday at Aqueduct. The 3-year-old daughter of Interdab, Dunn Living, is a $30,000 graduate of the OBS April sale. He put together earnings of $131,000 now. She won the Lady Finger. She got me all shook up. She won the Lady Finger Stakes at her second start as a 2-year-old, and she has finished in the money in her last 5 starts, all in New York at Aqueduct, Belmont, Saratoga. That's the kind of run you can come up with when you breed to Interdab. Runners such as Dunn Listing, Greater Good, multiple graded stakes winner over $546,000, or Head Heart Hoof, a graded stakes winner more than $519,000. And take note of this fact. Interdab sire sound individuals. Over 84% of his foals make it to the races. Interdab stands at Shadwell Farm. Give stallion manager Kent Barnes a call at 859-224-4585. and ask about breeding incentives. Also at Shadwell are the sires Albertus Maximus, winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, and sire of a 2-year-old stakes winner in his first crop to race. Grade 1 winner De Hare, a multiple, proven sire of graded stakes winners. And see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigrees for more than 2 million foals? Then Brissette.com's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand. Go to Brissette.com/APR. Optimized for tablet and mobile, Brissette.com's APR online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on nearly every North American thoroughbred dating back more than a century. Race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit Brissette.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
November 29 at Churchill, the historic Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes was won by Arrow Force, a 2-year-old colt by Colonel John. In 4 career starts, Arrow Force won a maiden special at Kentucky Downs, won Keeneland's Grade 3 Bourbon Stakes, ran a fast closing second, beating a half length in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf. Then they go in the Grade 2 Kentucky Jockey Cup Stakes, going away by nearly 2 lengths in his first start on the dirt. Bred by Stuart Madison, trained by Mark Cassie, and owned by John Oxley, Arrow Force is a $350,000 graduate of the OBS April sale. He's already paid his way with earnings of over $516,000 now. Arrow Force won the 3 2-year-old stakes winners, 2 of them graded stakes winners by Colonel John, who ranked second only to Pioneer Nile among all third crop sires. Chip off the old block. Colonel John is one of 13 Grade 1 winners by the great Tis Now, and he stands for $7,500 when a foal stands and nurses at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, or Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All right, I've got recent winners from the Thoroughbred Center, saddled by John Gaver, Alberta Davis, Jimmy Cargan, Michael Ann Ewing, Donald Hunt, Pavel Matejka, Sherman Wilkinson, and by Jimmy Cargan again. And let me do this real quick for my friends over at Spendthrift Farm. Liz, I wouldn't forget you for the world. November 28 at Churchill, Karina Mia, 2-year-old filly by Malibu Moon, won the Grade 2 $200,000 Goldenrod. She was bred by Spendthrift Farm, sold for $410,000 at Keeneland in September. Karina Mia won by 4.5 lengths after breaking her maiden on October 29 at Keeneland. She won by 10 that day. Malibu Moon, a top 10 sire again this year, is the most successful son of AP India stud in North America. On November 27th, Go No Go, a 2-year-old filly from the first crop by Arch Arch Arch, won the $75,000 Slideshow Stakes. That's at Remington. Toes on Ice, winner of 3 stakes, including the Grade 3 Bob Hope at Del Mar, and Nick Shares, second in Saratoga's With Anticipation Stakes, are also from the first crop by Arch Arch Arch. And did you see that impressive 9-length wins by Cherry Wine at Churchill last Saturday? Cherry Wine is from the first crop by Patty Oprado. Boy, did he love 2 turns. That same day, Sutton Smile by Patty Oprado ran a competitive third in the Grade 3 Jimmy Durante at Del Mar. He's one of 3 stakes horses, 2 of them graded among Patty O'Pardo's 13 first crop winners. Leading sire Malibu Moon, Grade 1 winner Arch Arch Arch, and Grade 1 winner Patty O'Pardo, all 3 stand at Spendthrift Farm. Call Des Dempsey or Myron Lyle or Mark Toothacker. Ask about breeding incentives. 859-294-0030 and see the website, SpendthriftFarm.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Lele.
A minute.
10 seconds.
All right.
10 seconds.
Got 10 seconds left.
Yeah, don't forget to check UrsulaEllisHorsetails.com if you want to hear this brilliance again.
America.
And Cameron Mills is coming on, and you need to say goodbye.
Got to sign off. Talk to you next week.
Don't think of.